I'm Chelsea Reber for News Talk 1620 WTAW. Some local residents can now report non-emergency issues through text messaging. We spoke with Patrick Corley, Executive Director of Brazos County 911, to find out more.
Our dispatch center, the non-emergency number that we've used for many, many years is 979-361-3888. And that's used for folks that live in Bryan, Curtin, Wixon Valley, and all of the unincorporated areas of Brazos County are serviced by our dispatch center. And they use that number to report non-emergencies, non-life-threatening emergencies, like a barking dog, a noise complaint, anything that doesn't need an immediate response from law enforcement. And so in December of 2016, we rolled out texting to 911. And at that time, we were kind of thinking about how are we going to handle situations where people text 911 and it's not really a true emergency. Are we going to go ahead and service that call, tell them to call our non-emergency? And we got to thinking, well, it'd kind of be nice if they could just text our non-emergency number. And about that time, I was listening to actually you guys in the morning, since you guys do text and voice to the same landline number. And I thought, well, we can just do that, and that might give folks another option on another way to contact us in the event they need to contact our dispatch center. And so what we hope to accomplish with this is one, just keeping up with the times. You know, a lot of people don't like to make a phone call, and they're accustomed to communicating via text message. So this gives them that opportunity. The other thing is it gives our dispatchers a way to text outbound, whether it be to citizens or to police officers out in the field, and be able to send them messages and photos and so forth. But one of the big things we want to do internally here is to be able to text outbound to citizens, because what we found is, you know, people generally don't answer their cell phone if they get a phone call from a number they don't recognize.
Right.
And so we've had much better luck in our testing so far of getting a response back from people using text messaging as opposed to a voice call.
So what's an example of a text message that you would send outbound?
That we would send outbound. So one of the things that we do is we get 911 calls that are accidental dials or hang-ups, and we have to call those folks back and make sure they don't have an emergency.
Okay. Well,
and that's one of the reasons that we use this. We'll call a couple times. If we don't get a response, we'll send a text message, and generally we'll get a response back on that text message.
Okay.
And so that's one of the reasons that in our press release we wanted to point out that we wanted folks to go ahead and take this opportunity to program those numbers into their contacts. And that way, whether they're getting a text message from us or a phone call, instead of it just being a random number that they don't recognize, they'll see that it's from the Brazos County Dispatch Center.
And Patrick, I know you already mentioned it, but what citizens does this cover?
Well, anybody can use it, but our dispatch center is a combined dispatch center that services Bryan Police and Fire and Brazos County Sheriff's Office and the Volunteer Fire Departments. And so the City of College Station runs their own dispatch center for their police and fire, and the university has their own dispatch center for their police and EMS service. And so in our press release, we put out the numbers for those different agencies too. So they don't accept texting at this time, but it would be a good idea for people to go ahead, look those numbers up, and get them put in their phone. But our center itself, the 361-3888 number, is for Bryan and Brazos County.
Okay. And so you still can text or call 911 for an emergency, but this is the option that you should use if it's a non-life-threatening issue or semi-emergency. I know it's kind of hard to, there's some gray area, but
people aren't sure whether they should call 911 or non-emergency.
Right.
And I usually tell people, if you're not sure, go ahead and call 911.
Right.
And one of the things a lot of people don't realize is that our dispatch center handles, the same operators are answering our non-emergency and our emergency lines. And so by having this texting option available to people, that helps our call takers distinguish between what's a non-emergency and an emergency as those calls are coming in. So we want to make a special point for people to text that non-emergency number, but only when it's not a life-threatening emergency. So go ahead and use 911 by voice if you can, and text if you can on the 911 side. But we're just trying to make people have more options for getting in touch with us.
Great. And Patrick, go ahead one more time. Repeat that phone number. We'll list it plenty of places as well, but just in case people missed out on it.
Okay. So the non-emergency dispatch number for Bryan and Brazos County is 979-361-3888.
Okay. Anything else you'd like to add about this service before I let you go today?
No, that's all I have. Just want to encourage people to, again, put those numbers into their contacts on their phone. So if we do end up calling or texting you, you'll know who it's from.
Thanks again to Patrick Corley, Executive Director of Brazos County 911. Again, that non-emergency number is 979-361-3888. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.